From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. News out of the Homestead Child Detention Facility is hard to come by. It's run by a private company, and they have remained hush about exactly what's happening inside. But people have gotten inside. Today, Miami-Dade County Commissioner Danielle Alvin-Cava finally got a tour. The commissioner was on the Florida Roundup describing what she saw.
Physically, the children are not lacking for anything, but spiritually and emotionally, they are suffering. They've been separated many times from family members at the border, family members that later they'll be reunited with, but we don't know how long.
Alvin-Cava says she did not get enough of her questions answered.
We learned a lot about just the day-to-day activities and the facilities, and that was important to know. But I did not get a good understanding of what is the delay in reunifying children with family members, why that takes time, nor was I satisfied that the children's psychological needs are being addressed.
The commissioner later went on to say she wants to see the facility shut down. There are nearly 3,000 children at that facility. More 2020 Democratic presidential candidates converged on the Homestead Shelter for Migrant Children this morning. Lily Oppenheimer was there for reactions from the candidates and locals who've been coming to Homestead for months.
Immigrants are welcome here. No hate, no fear.
Guadalupe de la Cruz works with the Homestead Latinx Immigrant and Farmworker Association, We Count. I asked her what she thought about candidates coming to the Homestead Shelter.
I'm really hoping that the candidates are here to intentionally find out what's going on behind this detention center. I'm really hoping that this is not something that they're just using for their advantage to gain points.
Senator Kamala Harris is on the Senate Homeland Security Committee. She said the Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees the shelter, lacks transparency.
Repeatedly, I have asked them to give us information about the thousands of complaints of sexual abuse that have occurred within these HHS facilities.
She says Congress has a constitutional duty to oversee the Homestead facility.
So we are seeing a breakdown, not only of our moral values, we're seeing a breakdown of our democracy.
Over 2,000 children are at the facility. I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Miami.
For more about other candidates who visited the facility this week, go to WLRN.org. Democratic hopefuls for president talked gun control policy during last night's debate in downtown Miami. It got personal for Broward County officials like Christine Hunchofsky. She's mayor of Parkland, where 17 people were killed in the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High last year. Before the debate kicked off, Hunchofsky gave her endorsement for president on Twitter. Her pick? South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. His senior advisor, Liz Smith, told WLRN the two mayors spoke earlier this week.
What the endorsement underscores is that he is the candidate who's uniquely suited as being the candidate from the school shooting generation to understand the urgency of addressing this. And I think that factored very strongly into her endorsement.
Fellow Democratic candidate, California Congressman Eric Swalwell, launched his campaign just miles from Parkland. He has made ending gun violence his main platform. After the debate, he congratulated and challenged Buttigieg.
I hope Mayor Pete comes out and endorses my plan to buy and ban back the exact type of weapon that killed those children in Parkland.
One of Swalwell's guests to the debate was Parkland dad Fred Gutenberg. His daughter Jamie was killed in last year's school shooting. So the political pundits and experts are having their say about last night's Democratic president's debate. But how did the candidates do in the eyes of South Florida voters? Chanel Francois was at the debate watch party at Gramps Bar in Wynwood last night. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker impressed her as one of the only candidates to talk about issues affecting transgender people.
In the month of June alone, which is Pride Month, so many trans women have died and nobody has brought it to mainstream attention. Like, this is a problem. So the fact that he brought it up lets me know that, okay, he's thinking about me and what I'm going through as I'm going through my struggle as a black trans woman.
Francois says she's also considering voting for California Senator Kamala Harris. She thinks Harris is, quote, aggressive, straightforward, and real. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.